questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Hello and welcome to another session of Q&A on Islamic beliefs. This is IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host. We're going to discuss the animal rights. This is the following session of the two previous sessions. In this session, we're going to discuss about the right of living of the animals. Hello, Dr. Karimi.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. There's a question that asks why there must be a day of judgment with those grand stations, and why does it have to take that long of a time and everything has to answer? Why is it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we have two questions. First of all, the question is about the necessity of what we call it, Ma'ad, or the day of judgment. Very short answer. We have a couple of reasons. Quickly, I refer to them. One of them is called the argument of innate nature, or fitra. They say that the nature of every human being is interested in, immortality and not annihilation. So when we have such nature when we have it in our nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created anything for vain and for without any reason. But this world does not have the capacity for immortality, so we need another world, which is for good and forever. The next reason is the argument of wisdom or hikmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world for a purpose because he is all-wise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the world in a way that people can reach the most perfection. But this world is, consisting of both goodness and evil. And the other point is that our soul has the capacity of immortality and reaching the perfection. So if the life is limited to this world, then the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be,
questioned.
So that is why we need another world, so that the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be completed for creating the all these creatures, including the human beings. The next argument is known as the argument of Adala, or justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every human being the free will to do good actions and bad actions. Some people take, the best out of this opportunity,
yes,
to perform good actions. Some people commit sins. And the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires that all the people see the result in the complete way. But the point is that this world, again, does not have the capacity for rewards and punishment.
Yes.
Imagine a criminal who has killed 1,000 people. He can be only executed once.
Yes.
But what about other sins that he has committed? And for some people, some very good people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this world does not have the capacity for me to reward them. So this adala, this justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, requires that there needs to be another world which does not have all these limitations of this world.
Or the tyrants who do massacres.
Exactly.
They have to pay for it. And
yeah,
this world is not a place to pay.
And none of them, even are executed for once. They,
yes,
just pass, die a natural death without, answering to all those crimes that they have committed. So this is known as the argument of justice, and this is one of the best ways to prove the necessity of the Day of Judgment. So having said that, I come to the second part of your question. Why we have all these long process on the Day of Judgment? For example, on the Day of Judgment, we have a notion called mawaqif, which means stations. In different stations, some questions are asked, and people need to go through all these stations, and it takes a lot of time. First of all, let me answer this question that how long is this process? I'm talking about the Day of Judgment before going to hell or heaven. How long this process will last or take time? In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned two answers to this question, meaning that we have two verses in this regard. According to chapter Mi'raj, verse 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the angels and the spirit ascend to him in a day, that is the Day of Judgment, مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَسَنَةً, whose span is 50,000 years. So this is the...
which is a very long time.
Very long time. The second answer is mentioned in chapter Sajda, verse 5, ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَسَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. In this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the span is 1,000 years by reckoning. Now, it might seem that there is a contradiction regarding this in the Noble Book of Quran, but the answer is that it's been mentioned by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt in the narrations that on the Day of Judgment we have 50 mawqif or mawaqif, 50 station. Each station will last for 1,000 years. So altogether we will have 50 stations. And the sum is 50,000 years. So there is no contradiction. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that take your actions into account before your actions would be taken into account. Because on the Day of Judgment, there would be 50 stations, mawaqif, each of which will last for 1,000 years. And then Imam recited the second verse, verse 5 of chapter Sajda.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, you'll find your way. Now, many people may argue that it's a very long time and it will make us tired, so 50,000 years is not something trivial. Now, the point is that it's not for all the people. In the Quran, we have some verses which tell us that some people will go to paradise without any account.
Directly.
So the point is that for some people, for the most righteous human beings, even there is no question and answer, waiting in the mawaqif and so on and so forth. Directly, without their actions taken into account, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send them to the heaven. This is because of the fact that, they are maybe infallible human beings or the people very close to infallibility, the most righteous human beings. So we should not think that this time is for all the people. For some people, according to one narration, Imam, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that the Day of Judgment for the believers would be less than saying one obligatory prayer, maybe less than 10 minutes, for example, or 5 minutes.
And also we should notice that time in that world does not have the same concept as it has in this world.
It may be answered that the verse that I recited to you, chapter Sajda, verse 5, reads, كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةً مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. The life, the span is 1,000 years by your reckoning. So the understanding of many scholars is that it is referring to this time As similar to this world, Alfa Sanatin Mimma Ta'udun means that 1,000 years according to our...
Something like our time.
So maybe, I mean, for sure, some physical features might be different, but it seems that based on this verse, the span of this time is similar to the span that we think in this world. But is it for all the people? No, it differs from one person for another person. For some people, the very fact that they need to be waiting for all these couple of years or thousands of years, it is a kind of punishment for some of their sins. So those sins are forgiven just because of the fact that they have gone through all these stations, and then they would be purified and just go to heaven. So this is the next point. And the last point that I would like to share is the fact that why do we have all these stations? It is possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on the Day of Judgment, when all the people are resurrected, just send them to heaven and hell.
Yes.
But it is important for God to show the people the realities that the people were ignorant of in this world.
Yes.
So one of the philosophies of all these mawaqif is for the people to come to know about all these realities. Some people ask that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. He knew that which one of us would be a good person and which one would be a bad person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could directly send us to heaven and hell before even putting us in this world. And the answer is that in that case, we may object Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if had you created us, we would act differently.
Yes, the choice matters.
So the same can be mentioned about the stations in the hereafter. So, for example, one of the mawaqif, as been mentioned by Ayatollah Dasghib, may Allah's mercy be upon him, is the mawqif, is the station of, for example, rahim, meaning that your relatives. In that station, we will know about the rights of our relatives and how we were ignorant toward that in this world. One of them is about prayer. One of them is about the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So it's very important for people who were neglectful about this issue to come to know these realities on the Day of Judgment. Another one is about prayer, fasting, khums, and so on and so forth. The Day of Judgment, according to the Noble Book of Quran, is Yawma Tubla Sarair, the day that all the secret issues are revealed to the people. So maybe one of the reasons...
The curtains will go away.
Yeah, that's the point. Why do we have all these stations? So that people come to know all the realities of everything, about the beliefs, about the rituals. About
and to be
the,
aware of what they have done.
Exactly. And then they are absolutely justified that this is the reality and they know how they have acted this world. So no one would object the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day.
Thank you. So, and in the end, I would like to say that if there was no Day of Judgment, then people would have done everything they wanted without caring the slightest about the consequences.
Exactly. And that's one of the philosophies we're having.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you, listeners, for listening to us.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا نبأ علي وحسين وحسن.